Health Minister David Parirenyatwa, who has been touring various health centers, said the hospital was selected as a result of its excellent reputation of carrying out obstetric fistula operations. Dr. Parirenyatwa said United Blawayo Hospitals in the Matabeleland region is said to be accorded the same status. Some international and local medical practitioners has been carrying out the obstetric fistula operations designed to rectify women's injuries sustained when giving birth. Dr. Parirenyatwa noted that there was need to mobilize resources to ensure that most poor women benefited from free surgeries.
We want this program not to end with camps, but to do that, it means we must have enough resources for it. That's why UNFPA comes in to also assist and other partners to assist. Otherwise, we'll end up asking for patients to pay for that service because there will not be any resources. And once you ask patients who are poor to pay, you can be sure that they won't come.
United Nations Population Fund country representative Dr. Chiksiseti Diane, who visited Chinoye Hospital with Dr. Parirenyatwa, said more than 500 women are on the fistula operations waiting list. Dr. Tidiane said he was happy to see women who have lived with injuries for many years receiving free surgeries.
You see women smiling, and this shows how appreciative they are of the result of the 500 women that are now queuing in expectation of a repair, which means that the gaps are around and we need to focus our attention to respond to those needs. Is that for so many years, women with this condition have been suffering in silence. We have seen this example of a woman who said that she has become a new woman.
Joy, sheer joy, and nothing else was written all over the faces of some Zimbabwean women who recently underwent successful obstetric fistula operations at Chinoye General Hospital. So far this year, 28 women have benefited from the program that seeks to correct a situation most of these women have lived with for as many as 20 years. One of the beneficiaries, Bliss Fambira from Nyamweda Communal Lands in Mondoro, said she developed difficulties in passing urine in 2010 after giving birth to her first child. Fambira urged women with childbirth scars to seek medical attention.
If there is someone suffering from this condition, she should not be shy to share what she is facing with others, because from such discussions one can find someone who is aware of organizations that help women in this condition.
Another woman who only wanted to be identified as Chipo for the valley in Manicaland province had their family torn apart when she sustained injuries when giving birth 12 years ago. Chipo said her husband left the matrimonial home saying he could not stand the putrid stench emanating from her urinal system. Women and the Health Alliance International National Program Coordinator Priscilla Mabandi said their main objective in Zimbabwe is to end obstetric fistula. Mabandi said the obstetric fistula operation program is also designed to impart skills to local doctors.
As Women and Health Alliance, our main objective in Zimbabwe is to end obstetric fistula, both the historic cases and the new cases. So what we've pretty much done is we did a campaign, an outreach campaign to demystify the actual condition of obstetric fistula, because a lot of people leave it shrouded in mystery. We've been on radio, we've been sometimes on TV, we've had newspaper articles explaining to people that this condition can actually be treated medically through surgery, that are actually aimed at assisting local doctors to be able to cope in terms of training them to deal with this condition when they encounter it.
Women and the Health Alliance International is working in conjunction with Chinoye General Hospital, the Minister of Health, and the partners from the United Nations in tackling obstetric fistula in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoye, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.